In Iraq, it was another violent day. Among today's incidents, a suicide car bomber struck a police patrol in Mosul, killing at least two civilians. Southeast of Baghdad, a minibus carrying Shiite pilgrims was attacked. A bomb in Baghdad killed at least seven Sunnis after Friday prayers at a mosque.
The U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad, has spent the week in Washington. Earlier today, I went to the State Department to talk with him. Welcome back to the program, Ambassador.
Well, it's great to be with you.
I'd like to start by talking about sectarian violence in Baghdad. Our reporter, Jamie Terabay, reported for us last night that the central morgue in the capital has received at least 80 bodies each day for the past 3 days, most the victims of violence. You had General Casey this week saying that there may need to be more U.S. troops added to Baghdad for security. You do get the strong impression that things are getting worse, not better. And I wonder if that's your impression, too.
Well, I think what has happened is that sectarian violence has become the principal problem. Sectarian violence, particularly in Baghdad. And in the course of the last year, some things have changed in the positive direction. Elections in which everybody participated, the unity government, the weakening of Al-Qaeda because of the killing of Zarqawi and the killing and arrest of some of his associates. But one thing that has gotten worse, and this is because in part of the adaptation that the terrorists have made to the successes that we have had, is to focus on and exploit this fault line, which is the sectarian fault line. What happens is that the terrorists attack Shiites, and then the Shiite militias go after Sunnis. And the government needs to bring this under control by taking both political and security measures.
Isn't there a deeper problem here, though, that involves the government itself? You had a deputy prime minister this week, Salam al-Zubayi, saying that the defense and the interior ministries have been infiltrated and they are cooperating with the Shiite militias in this sectarian violence, dragging Sunnis out of cars and assassinating them in the streets. Do you agree that the ministries are complicit, and what do you do about that if it's true?
Well, there is no question that, particularly with regard to the Interior Ministry, I've heard less of this sort of charge with regard to the Defense Ministry. But I've heard it, and we have evidence that some elements of the Interior Ministry cooperates with death squads, with some of the militia forces. And we need to work with the minister to reform the Ministry of Interior, to reform the police forces, particularly the national police forces, by vetting people once again and those who are not loyal to the state, getting them out of the police force. This will take time. But in the meantime, we need to look at other measures, including embedding the police units with more Americans so that we can help them make sure they do the job that they must do, serve all Iraqis regardless of their sect or ethnicity.
Yeah. How hard is it, do you think, to root out infiltrators, such as you're describing, from the Interior Ministry? How do you do that?
You have to vet them. You have to train them and retrain them. You have to observe their behavior. You have to hold people accountable. When you go to a prison, for example, and find that prisons have been abused, those who have been responsible need to be brought to justice. This has not happened at times in the past. In Iraq, of course, we are in terms of stages of development, we are in a very early stage. So it will take time. But I think this is the defining issue. And the government has a limited amount of time, in my view, to make an impression with regard to this problem, because the danger is it might be dismissed, that this unity government is not able to deal with the problem, and then things could escalate further. Although difficult as it is, it could get worse.
You have, when you talk about the future of Iraq and what might happen, you have warned about the results of what you would consider to be a precipitous withdrawal right. of U.S. troops and a possible domino scenario that might yeah. unfold. What would be your worst nightmare of how this could end badly, especially given the increased tensions in the Middle East right now?
I believe that in Iraq, there is the potential for a sectarian war, an Islamic civil war that could engulf the entire region. It's an unstable region, could become even more unstable. Terrorism provide an opportunity for Al-Qaeda to become even stronger. And given the resources of Iraq, its location would be a much bigger threat than Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan was in the old days. So I think that is the biggest potential threat. There are smaller threats that could emanate as well, for example, from the Kurds if they declare perhaps independence, which could then lead the Turks, the Iranians, the Syrians to come in and start a regional war. So there are real possibilities for major negative developments. And therefore, I am urging that our withdrawal, which, you know, I'm aware that one can stay too long, but at the same time that one can leave too soon, that we need to modulate and work with the elected unity government. Iraqis want us to leave, but they don't want us to leave right away. They want us to leave over time so, as they become more able, increasingly capable of taking care of things themselves.
Ambassador Khalilzad, thanks very much.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you.
Zalmay Khalilzad is the U.S. ambassador to Iraq.